This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The wolf hunting season in the district or management unit just north of Yellowstone National Park closed on Wednesday, December 27th, after Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks said that the quota of 6 wolves for Management Unit 313 had been reached. Montana wolf hunting regulations require the unit to be closed within 24 hours of the wolf quota being met. The latest wolf was killed on Christmas Day. State wildlife commissioners recently held a special meeting about when the quota was within one harvest of being filled and chose to keep the hunting in the management unit open until the quota had been met. Some wildlife advocates and conservationists have expressed concerns about wolf hunting on the boundary of Yellowstone National Park after 21 wolves were killed in an area north of the park during the 2021-2022 wolf season. Wolf hunting in the area has frequently been controversial. In one season, an entire pack was killed, the most wolves from Yellowstone National Park killed in about a century. Montana has slackened its wolf hunting regulations and now allows night hunting, trap baiting, and neck snares, among other measures. As the number of wolf deaths climbed last December, Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shally wrote Montana Governor Greg Gianforte asking him to suspend the season. His request fell on deaf ears. Just a year before, Gianforte himself violated state hunting regulations when he trapped and shot a collared wolf near Yellowstone National Park. Gianforte was issued a citation for the kill by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Actor Pierce Brosnan is in hot legal water after walking into restricted areas of Yellowstone National Park. Brosnan, 70, was issued citations for traveling off-trail into thermal areas and for violating area closures. He is ordered to appear in court at the Yellowstone Justice Center on January 23rd. Brosnan is reportedly working on his upcoming Western movie Unholy Trinity, which was recently filming at the Yellowstone Film Ranch just outside Livingston, Montana, alongside Samuel L. Jackson. He is best known for having starred as James Bond in 4 007 films between 1995 and 2002. Yellowstone National Park's thermal basins make up some of the park's most popular attractions. The areas are home to hot springs, geysers, and a variety of other geological sites. In its guidelines for safely exploring thermal basins, Yellowstone warns visitors to always stay on trails and boardwalks, which protect them as well as protect the thermal formations. No swimming or soaking in hot springs is permitted. More than 20 people have died from the burns that have resulted from those activities. Yellowstone's website says, water in hot springs can cause severe or fatal burns, and scalding water underlies most of the thin, breakable crust around hot springs. The intense heat from the hydrothermal features comes from Yellowstone's active supervolcano, which transfers into the groundwater that then travels to the surface. People are invited to a New Year's Eve torchlight parade and New Year's Eve fireworks at Bridger Bowl Ski Area north of Bozeman. The area ski hill will also offer a spaghetti dinner as the Bridger Bowl snow sports instructors snake down the ski hill holding torchlights. It's free to attend the torchlight parade and the fireworks display in the base area. The Bridger Bowl New Year's Eve event starts at 4 p.m. New Year's Eve with a spaghetti dinner charged by plate, served in both the Jim Bridger and Saddle Peak lodges. There will be music, too, by DJ Chetta in the Jim Bridger Lodge and Tanner Lewis in the Saddle Peak Lodge. The torchlight parade and fireworks start at nightfall. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.